With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A huge overnight search and rescue operation on the Potomac River after an American Airlines regional jet and an Army helicopter collided midair last night at Reagan National Airport near Washington, D.C. 64 people on board the passenger jet inbound from Wichita, Kansas, coming in for a landing at the time of the crash, and there were three soldiers on the helicopter, which was on a training mission.
As search and rescue efforts were underway in the Potomac River, President Trump issued a short statement describing the crash as a terrible accident. He expressed his thanks to first responders and, referring to the passengers and crew aboard the plane and helicopter, the president said, "May God bless their souls."
A number of bodies have reportedly been recovered. The airport to be closed at least until 11 Eastern time this morning. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump ordering the worst of the worst criminal illegal aliens to be held at the U.S. Naval Base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.
We have 30,000 beds in Guantanamo to detain the worst criminal illegal aliens threatening the American people. Some of them are so bad we don't even trust the countries to hold them because we don't want them coming back, so we're going to send them out to Guantanamo. This will double our capacity immediately, right? And it's a tough place to get out of.
Hamas has freed the first of eight hostages and the latest release since the Gaza ceasefire took hold earlier this month. The Lake and Riley Act is now the law of the land. Signed into law by President Trump, it mandates detention of unauthorized immigrants accused of theft and violent crimes. Today, it's Tulsi Gabbard's turn. President Trump's national intel nominee goes before a Senate confirmation hearing. And the Federal Reserve holding interest rates right where they are, at least for now. Wall Street, Dow futures up 180 points. This is SRN News. President Trump blocks a strange bid of foreign aid.
The White House says shortly after taking office, Mr. Trump discovered that former President Biden had signed off on a plan to send $50 million worth of male contraceptives to the people of Gaza. President Trump has killed that program before it could get off the ground. The Biden administration was known for spending large amounts of taxpayer dollars to promote contraception in foreign lands, but this latest incident seems to have caught everyone off guard. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The first lawsuits have been filed against President Trump's executive order revising policy on transgender troops. Six transgender active duty service members and two former service members seeking reenlistment have filed suit in federal court in Washington. The president's order sets the stage for an across-the-board ban on transgender troops in the armed forces. The lawsuit was filed by the same group of lawyers that fought Mr. Trump's transgender ban in his first term in office. This is SRN News. Well, it appears that supersonic air travel could be making a comeback.
An aircraft developed by Boom Supersonic has become the first independently funded jet to break the sound barrier. The XB-1 aircraft accelerated to Mach 1.05 at about 35,000 feet during a test flight Tuesday in the same Mojave Desert airspace in California, where Chuck Yeager was the first person to break the sound barrier in 1947. It's a step toward reviving supersonic commercial travel, which has been on hiatus since the Concorde jet was grounded more than two decades ago. Boom Supersonic has contracts with at least two airlines to buy their commercial airliners once they're developed. Keith Peters reporting.
Former Democrat U.S. Senator Bob Menendez sentenced to 11 years in prison for his conviction for accepting bribes of gold and cash and acting as an agent of the Egyptian government. More details at SRNNews.com.